Harrison, let's visit. We're here at the ASGA meeting. Obviously, a farm bill year. That's always important when we sit down at a meeting like this. You get to sit down with a lot of the players that are going to be a part of that farm bill debate.
Yeah, Don, we're excited to be in Washington, D.C. For our ASGA annual meeting. We got a great lineup of individuals joining us for our meeting. We got Debbie Stabenow, Senator Debbie Stabenow. We have Senator John Hoeven, and then the House Ag Committee Chair, Representative G.T. Thompson, coming in. And what a great opportunity for us to sit down, visit, hear from them, hear their thoughts on you know, what how do they feel the farm bill is going to go, and then hopefully give them some of our ideas.
So, again, going into a farm bill debate, do you see that this is a year where a lot of the status quo and we just tweak at the edges, or is it a time of big change?
Well, I think, Don, with you know, rising input costs here, agriculture is at a place where, you know, we like where we're at, but we do need more to stay in business and to stay stay in business and keep providing a safe and reliable product for consumers across the United States. And so I think collectively agriculture is going to be going to Congress and asking for more. And what that looks like, it, you know, it might be strengthening the safety net with crop insurance. It might be some other tweaks in the way different programs are administered. But collectively, I think agriculture as a whole is going to be going to Congress and asking for more, definitely.
We always look at alliances when we go through a farm bill debate, especially when you look at the tight margins we have in both chambers. You need ag working together, even with some other players. Who do you see sugar working with as we go into this discussion?
Well, we certainly have to work with everybody, Don. We only have a, you know, 1.1 million acres across the United States with sugar beets. And so certainly our growers are all raising corn, soybeans, wheat, barley, you name it. And so we certainly want to continue our strong relationships with those other commodity groups. But we also work with a lot of non-traditional crops, at least in our growing region. So we work with folks like the cotton folks, the rice folks, the peanut folks. And so we work with those, we form those alliances as well. And I think that really helps us, that helps the entire agriculture coalition, because, you know, we're raising crop across the United States. And at the end of the day, a farmer is a farmer.
No doubt about it. Food security has obviously been a part of this discussion, particularly with supply chain issues, what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. Do you see that resonating when you're on the Hill?
Absolutely. That's one of our messages here for Congress. And we've been highlighting that the last couple of years, Don, with the pandemic going on, like you mentioned, Ukraine. We want to continue to provide a safe, reliable product for consumers. And we've really seen how fragile food systems can be across the globe. Now, thankfully, in the United States, we've been able to invest in our logistics and our supply chain, and in particularly in sugar, we have quite a success story to share. Is during the pandemic, we were able to shift gears and put over 50 million additional 4-pound bags of sugar onto the supermarket store shelves, switching from kind of that bulk sugar over to consumer sugar. And so we were, you know, we actually had a great success story to share, but we want to continue to build off of that and, again, continue to provide a safe, reliable product at affordable prices for consumers across the United States.
Since that last farm bill, we've had a lot of ad hoc spending on everything from trade wars to the pandemic to weather. We know the disaster programs have certainly impacted sugar co-ops or processors maybe differently than, you know, traditional growers. Do you see that reliance on ad hoc spending continuing going into this next phase?
Well, you know, I'm not so sure, you know, whether they're going to continue to approve those types of programs or not. What we want to make sure is continue to have a strong U.S. domestic program. When we have a strong U.S. sugar program, we don't need to rely on those other types of ad hoc assistance programs. And that's what we're really going after, Don, is just to continue to maintain a strong U.S. sugar program that allows us to compete in the marketplace and really compete with other countries around the globe and their foreign treasuries. Without that, we're not raising sugar beets in the Red River Valley, and we're out of business, quite frankly.
How does crop insurance play into this discussion?
Crop insurance with sugar beets is a big deal. You know, we've continued to improve that relationship with RMA. We've had some different tweaks that we've been working on, and we definitely have got to continue the crop insurance program in the farm bill.
We talked about supply chain issues. One area we've seen some help, I think, at ports and some of the rail strike situation straightened out and some of those things, we still have a trucker shortage, and we know we move a lot of beets that way. Is there a way for Washington to intervene there and help somewhere on that area?
Well, I think it's not only just in agriculture, it's across all different industries, manufacturing, you name it. Everybody's having trucker challenges. You know, ours is very unique, particularly during the harvest time. I think we need somewhere around 6,000 or 7,000 truck drivers just at American Crystal alone during the harvest season. And those folks are getting tougher and tougher to come by. You know, I think some ideas is to work with the various technical schools for technical training. Often, sometimes these kids have never, you know, set foot in a semi. It's easy for us as farmers to say, well, how easy it is to drive, and it is easy, but getting some of those nerves out of their system can be important. So working with some of those organizations, the tech schools, and then just getting the word out. I mean, it's a great gig outside of just harvest. I mean, you saw Walmart. I think they're paying good money. I know it's good money. I don't know what it is. It might even be six figures to drive truck for them. So, I mean, there's opportunities for people. That is, you know, a great way to make a living.
Well, again, here in D.C., you got a great audience. It's good to see the sugar industry come together like we have with a meeting like this.
Yeah, and it's great that we're also well represented here, especially with our vice president of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association. That's Neil Rockstead from Ada, Minnesota, and he also currently serves as our president for the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association. So it's great to see, and we certainly appreciate his leadership nationwide heading into this upcoming Farm Bill.